Welcome to No Save For You, a podcast where I'll try to gather and organize my thoughts on tabletop RPGs. My name's Cody. Let's do this.
Hey Cody, it's Colin. Yeah, just talking about settings and your desert game. I imagine you're familiar with it already, but Hubris, it's kind of was written for DCC, but it's just a rake of tables, and yeah, I just really like it. I haven't done a lot with it yet, but you know, it is pretty highly acclaimed. I'm blanking on the guy's name. Ah, oh, wow. Anyway, if you haven't seen it, check it out. I think it might be something you'd enjoy.
Hey, Cody. I guess I'm getting this kind of late. One wasteland type of place I saw that's not too bad and was the Desolation, which is part of the Slumbering Tsar from Frog God Games, I believe. So that area and region before you get to the big evil ruined city was kind of neat. As far as conventions, I feel like I guess I'm going to a lot. I was just at PAX South. I got invited to Chupacabra Con. I will probably go to North Texas RPG Con because people were talking it up and I signed up already. And maybe even Dragon Con because Brasco lives in Atlanta. So that's my con. I can't wait till you have your Hex Crawl game. Looking forward to it. Maybe I'll get a chance to play. Take it easy.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me. And yeah, we had two call-ins to get to. So the first was from Colin Spike Pit Green. He suggested Hubris. I actually own Hubris. I haven't read much of it, and that's because I'm playing in a Hubris game, and I didn't want to spoil any of the bits. So I'll dig into it deeper and let you know what I think. And then next we had Carl Rodriguez. Carl and I play a lot of games together, namely Kalmata. Yeah, he's a cool guy. And Desolation sounds cool, Carl. I will definitely check that out. And as far as the conventions you're attending this year, all I have to say is, wow, that's a lot. Last year I went to North Texas and I had a blast. I think if you go, you would definitely enjoy it. It's a really cool environment. Everything's super chill and laid back. So when I went, I didn't sign up for a single game, but I had played in enough games to keep me busy throughout the days of the convention without having to sign up for anything. So I'll leave that up to you if you're going to sign up for games or not. There was a huge selection, and the only reason I didn't sign up is because it was super last minute for me being able to attend. But yeah, there was a wide variety of games being played last year, and I had a blast, so definitely check it out. And yeah, I guess we'll move on into the next section here. And I guess while I'm on the topic of podcasts, I wanted to do a GaryCon roll call. So if you guys are going to GaryCon, anyone listening to this, give me a call in and let me know. I'd love to meet up. Let's hang out, play some games, get a bite to eat, get some drinks if you're into that kind of thing. I would be really, really happy to meet each and every one of you guys. So let's do it. Maybe we can even do like a live GaryCon joint podcast, or I'm trying to get Jason to play do some off the books come out alive. Maybe we can all get like an Anchorite game going or something and just, you know, have some fun. I'm sure it's going to be a blast. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't been yet to GaryCon, so this will be my first one. And I'm, yeah, really looking forward to it. So with that, let's move on to the podcast highlight for the week. This week I wanted to highlight the Thought Eater podcast. I forget the guy's actual name. I believe he goes by Froth, which is cool. Yeah, it's a good podcast. I haven't listened to all of his content. He is much more consistent with episodes than I was. I was looking. He's at 10 episodes so far. And, you know, he's the first, I think, 8 of them were produced every other day or released every other day. And now he's kind of leveled out to maybe once or twice a week, which is very cool. And if he keeps that up, he's going to have a ton of episodes under his belt. Right now I'm on, I think, episode 7. It's like starting equipment for new characters, and he brings up some interesting topics. In fact, I owe him a call-in, so since I listen to a show, I won't going to, do that. So I think if you guys haven't already listened, go over to Thought Eater's podcast and, you know, do the thing, show him some love. All right, let's move on into the main topic for the show today. All right, it's going to be a pretty short show for me today. I didn't actually have like a serious topic I wanted to talk about. I guess what I do want to talk about is doing the dang thing. What I mean by that is running the game. I play in a crap load of games, and I've actually run a few over the past year or years, and I don't think they've entirely gone that well. Part of the reason I know why, and part of the reason I don't, I think it's just, you know, a learning experience. And, you know, when you're starting out as a judge, no one's, like, great or perfect. So, anyway, so to that end, starting February 1st, I will be kicking off the Black Sands campaign. So if you guys want to play, let me know. It'll be open table. I'll put the information in the Audio Dungeon Discord. It'll be probably Hangouts and Roll20, which is my standard fare. So, come a game. It'll be fun. I've learned a lot listening to all of the anchor casts and other podcasts that I listen to about running the game. And I'm looking forward to, you know, improving and getting better and just having a good time with that. So, I don't really have much else to say. I guess I'll start working on notes for a proper episode and try and get that out this weekend. So anyway, guys, you have everyone have a good night. And if I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Hey, Cody, it's Logan. I'm really enjoying your podcast. I have to say that Dungeon Crawl Classics has risen to the top of my to-get list after listening to your last episode. Thanks. Take care.
I was getting ready to hit the publish button on my episode, and I was going through the segments, making sure everything was good, and I realized I had a call from Logan from Swordbreaker. So, yeah, Logan, thanks for calling in, man. Sorry I missed it. I'm not really sure how that happened. I didn't even notice it until I was just double-checking everything. So maybe that's my fault, or maybe Anchor gave it to me late. Anyway, I do appreciate the call-in. And yeah, DCC is great. It's easily in my top three favorite games ever. In fact, maybe I'll do a show about that one day. You know, top games for me. Anyway, if you end up getting DCC, let me know. I would love to play. Maybe I can run you through a funnel or something like that. Anyway. That's it for me, guys. Take it easy, and thanks again for everyone who called in. Look at the show notes. I'll have the information to all their podcasts and all that other junk. Take it easy.